This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The British Empire disappeared 60 years ago, but another icon of English superiority has endured. The London taxicab, black, roomy, expertly driven, but not for much longer, perhaps. The company that makes them has filed for the British equivalent of Chapter 11. From the streets of London Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
Taxi! Taxi!
It's as much a part of the London landscape as Big Ben. The unique shape has endeared the cab even to the men that drive it, like Gary Ridgewell.
And it's what people, Americans and other people, look for. When they're looking for a taxi, they're looking for this shape.
But pop the hood and the black cab and the company that makes it don't seem quite so hot. CEO John Russell.
What really hit us hard was the downturn after the financial crisis, and that saw our volumes drop to a half.
Barely 1,500 vehicles a year. And then the last straw, a recall.
We discovered we had a safety-related problem with the steering box on the vehicle.
But critics of the company say the real steering problem is in the boardroom.
It's been an extremely badly run and managed company.
Jonathan Myers represents cab drivers. He says they've endured poor service from the London taxi company for years, but he's now hoping for better things. The Chinese company that bought Volvo also owns a 20% stake in the British cab firm.
What we're hoping is that they will buy the company and put a Volvo engine in it and start treating cab drivers with dignity.
The London taxi company says it would welcome an American partner, but it's now really trying to hail any passing investor.
Taxi! Taxi!
In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.